All right, checking in with Colin Peterson here. And Colin, obviously talking to these corn growers here today. The importance of getting your voice heard in Washington, you know better than anybody how important it is to get in front of people.
Yeah, it's a bigger and bigger challenge all the time. I mean, now in the House and Senate, you have almost nobody on the committee that has any farm background. And it's a big problem, you know, and then the different parties are a problem for different reasons, you know. And so one of the things that I'm doing today is helping these guys raise some PAC money and hopefully be able to influence some of these members of Congress so they don't get off on the wrong track. But it's a big job.
Well, and you kind of made the joke, you know, maybe the last one that actually wrote farm legislation. It could very well be that way, the way things are going.
Well, right now, Ag Committee is irrelevant. You know, I mean, and anybody that thinks that this is working just has to look what's going on. It just, you know, and so we got to do something different. And it's got to be something that's got support on, you know, all over the country, not just the Midwest. Or it's not going to be sustained. And it also has to have bipartisan support, at least some. And we're not anywhere close to getting that, you know, done. So this group can help. It's not going to be the total solution, but we just have to keep plugging away and all working together. And hopefully at the end of the day, the message, if it's, you know, based in fact, will carry the day.
You talked about how the ad hoc payments, I think good intentions, but it's really kind of done more harm than good.
Well, the problem with it is you can't plan anything. You know, so now you have you used to have a 5-year farm bureau. You go into the banker, you could say, well, this is what it's going to be. You know, now, who the hell knows what it's going to be? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, the administration's off one way. That, you know, it is not any coherent policy, and the bankers can't count on it. And so, and the farmers can't count on it. So we need a long-term, we actually need a 10-year bill, not a 5-year bill. And it needs to be updated and what's actually going on, because the safety net payments that are in the law are based on something that's not happening anymore. You know, they're based on what we did 20 years ago. You know, and it's maybe not as big a problem up here as it is some places, but, you know, in rice country, half of the rice acres are not planted. You know, and they're getting, the people that own the land are getting the payments, not the farmers. It's just, the whole thing is screwed up, you know, and... So I can tell you what's wrong, and I can't tell you what's going to take to fix it, but I'm trying to help and work on it to figure out what it is.
You know, especially in Minnesota, when you look at Klobuchar and you look at Craig being in the positions they're in, that's pretty unprecedented to have that coming out of this state, but that's not going to be there very long. Things are changing.
Yep, that's right, I didn't talk to Amy. She made her decision, but I would have preferred she stayed in the Senate, you know, and she was a senior to Cory Booker. But, you know, for whatever reason, she made that decision. And Angie's got an uphill battle, you know, going on with, because our party has become so far to the left, and the delegates are so far to the left, and she's getting hammered because she's too moderate. You know, so I worry about whether she's going to survive this thing or not. And we could go from having almost more influence than any other state in the country to having none. You know, so we'll see.
Always interesting. You look at the payments and the possibility of those payments coming in. Obviously, one of the big things that everybody's talking about is fertilizer prices and how that's hurting guys right now.
Well, I mean, this whole war, you know, was not thought out. You know, and, you know, I was on the Intelligence Committee, and I heard from our intelligence people, don't get into a war with Iran, you know, because they have a history of hanging in there, and, you know, what are you going to do about the Straits of Hormuz? And so that was always why we never went into Iran. And this administration decided to ignore that advice, and now we are in this situation, and not only are we driving up the price of oil, we're driving up the price of fertilizer, we're probably affecting the supply, you know, and there was a reason why we never did this before. But we're in the middle of it, and now I think you almost have to finish it somehow or another.